Hey, Jason.
No, that's okay. We're good.
Yeah, we just Aaron was cutting out a little bit on us with our the phone here. So, but it sounds like you are projecting very well.
All right. Good.
Well, this is you guys are pretty familiar with each other now, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, twice a year here the last 2 years. So, but yeah, it's you know, always helps to go back and look at video from a player's perspective and be able to watch yourself play against the man that you're getting ready to play against. So that's definitely helpful.
Do you see much of a change in the 49ers from week one to what they are or what they've been here in the last few weeks?
Well, I mean, you know, every season's different. It's no different for the 49ers. But, you know, it's really why we kind of went to the schedule the way we did it. We wanted to make sure we had extra time in the beginning of the week to make sure we did a due diligence, you know, looking at their whole season and lock it down on the things that we feel are going to be, you know, evident in our game come Sunday. So they're a very, very good football team. They're well coached, have excellent players. So this will be an excellent challenge for us.
We were talking to Aaron about Eddie Lacy and his addition to the offense. How does he help the quarterback? Are you seeing some of the bite taken out of the pass rush because you've got a good running back being productive back there?
Well, I mean, every offense definitely benefits from a good rushing offense. So, and we're no different. You know, Aaron, in our offense, we were playing at, you know, such a high level, you know, over the last couple of years in the passing game, and this is what we needed to do. So this gives us more balance, gives us the ability to play with our whole playbook on offense. So I mean, Eddie Lacy and James Starks, and really, you know, the offensive line, the run blocking unit, have done a very good very good job this year.
Do you find yourself calling plays that you weren't able to call in previous seasons?
Well, I don't know if you ever call plays you weren't able to call. You probably call plays that you just don't call the plays you shouldn't call. So, I mean, it's our playbook, and as far as what we're doing, how we're doing it, is pretty consistent. Just once again, I think it's important to think of players, not of plays, and that's something that I pay a lot of attention to and planning on offense.
Is Lacy getting a little healthier as far as his ankle?
Yes, you know, talking with the medical staff, he's further ahead this week than he's been.
Mike, how healthy is Randall Cobb at this point, and how does his presence affect your offense and your game planning?
Randall looks good. You know, he's obviously one of our primary playmakers. You know, when we started the year, we felt we had a chance to probably have one of our best or the best year here offensively, and Randall's definitely a big part of that, so it's great to have him back.
Mike, can you talk about just what Quarles has brought to your offense over the last month?
Quarles, he's given us some consistency there. You know, we needed production, you know, starting with the run blocking. You know, he's getting better there. He can still take another step, but he's been very productive in the passing game, so I'm very pleased with what Andrew's been able to get done here the last couple of weeks.
What's your familiarity with Eric Wright? You guys obviously played against him when he was with the Lions.
I mean, good football player. Excuse me, veteran football player. So, you know, he has a good understanding of what they're doing there. And so we were looking for him to probably have more of an opportunity this week.
Are you coming down with something?
Say it again?
Are you coming down with something?
Yeah, I've had it for a little while. So.
Well, the you know, as far as looking at what the weather conditions could be like on Sunday, as a coach, is there anything you can do to prepare those guys? Do you take them outside, or do you just have them continue to practice at the Hudson Center?
No, we practice outside. We get outside this time of year. We're fortunate to have the facility to go outside as far as the outdoor field with the heating. So we'll be outside tomorrow and Friday.
Okay. Mike, do you view that as an advantage? I mean, particularly in a game like this, when you have to have, you know, a visiting team come and the temperature is, you know, going to be well below freezing.
Well, I mean, as a coach, you always try to, you know, get your practice structure and things you do there is close to game like. But pro football, it's obviously hard because of, you know, the speed of it and you know, just the, frankly, the setup. We, you know, the field isn't a 100-yard field, so, you know, that's probably really a question for the opponent because, you know, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to approach this game.
Mike, you guys won a championship as a wild card team, and it seems like in the last few years it has been fairly common for teams playing in the first round to at least reach the Super Bowl, and some have won. Do you have any explanation for that, why that seems to have changed a bit over, say, the last decade?
Late season production, healthier football team. I think the offenses have definitely improved playing on the road, you know, as far as the communication. You know, crowd noise is not quite, it has the impact that it used to. I would say those three things probably are the biggest factors, in my opinion.
Mark, what, I guess, not that you're going to tell us, but as far as the game plan against Colin Kaepernick, obviously he was so good with his legs in the divisional playoffs last year, and then, you know, he had 412 yards passing in week one. You know, does he present a conundrum?
Very good player, you know, obviously very versatile, you know, excellent, you know, big athlete. So, I mean, we're preparing for the raw offense, and, you know, definitely the quarterback's always a focus.
Mike, defensively, the 49ers are one of the league's better pass defenses, but they do it without blitzing very much, and they didn't do it in week one very much either. Are they unique in that way?
I mean, you know, Vic Fangio does a great job there, and then, like I've stated, they're well coached, and you know, they got excellent players. And anytime you can, you know, play with a four man rush the majority of the time, it definitely speaks volumes to your success, particularly the way, you know, they've been successful on third down.
Mike, how much time did you guys devote last off season, kind of working to stop the read option?
How much time? I mean, every season you go through. You know, an evaluation, and then you apply it to your off-season program, you know, things you need to work on, and just based on the impact that read option was in the league last year, and you know, it was definitely, I think, a focus for every defense in the league. So, you know, how much time, I couldn't really give you an accurate, you know, number there, but it's something that we worked on in training camp and obviously opening up with the 49ers.
The 49ers obviously hurt you with the read option in the playoffs last year. They've run that, and they've run out of pistol, you know, this year. But there hasn't really been a game when that's been a dominant play for them. Do you have to prepare for it like it can be, even though they haven't really shown that during the regular season this year?
I mean, you go in every game plan, you try to plan for all the characteristics of your opponent, and you know, it's definitely something that you know, that's part of their arsenal. You know, how much they use it and how much they don't use it, that's really, you know, their choice. But you know, we have to be prepared for everything that we think we're going to see, and I'm sure they'll have a couple new wrinkles for us.
My storyline out here in week one was that, you know, Green Bay was really loading up to stop the run, and that was what allowed, you know, Kaepernick to have such a big day along with Bolden. Is that, you know, accurate from your perspective?
I look back on week one's game, you know, from our defensive perspective, you know, the run defense played well. You know, with the big plays was something that definitely factored in that game. You know, third down was another factor in the game. So, you know, you look at that, but we're a different team than we were in week one, just for us, you know, who's lining up and who's playing and things like that.
Mike, has anything changed with Clay Matthews' status?
Status for?
For Sunday?
No.
So he's out?
Clay Matthews is out for Sunday.
Okay.
How has his replacement been? How has he played?
They're playing okay. I mean, Andy Malumba played a good game last week. You know, Nick Perry's getting healthier. You know, Mike Neal's also pushing through. So those guys are doing a good job. You know, Andy Malumba was a game ball winner for us. So I think that tells you how we felt about his performance.
On the other side, how much do you have to rely on Bakhtiari to handle Alden Smith one-on-one as much as he can without devoting help to him?
Yeah, man. You know, David's a good football player. Obviously, Alden Smith's a very good football player. And, you know, how much you help and, you know, how much you don't help, well, that's what the game's for.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
That's what the game's for?
That's what the game's for. Yeah.